Welcome to Sun Sounds of Arizona. You are listening to Southern Living. My name is Leslie Hunt. I'm your volunteer reader. I will be reading from the Southern Living magazine, the June-July edition, and I've got some great ideas for eats and places to go, and we'll see what we can get. I've got some great recipes, though, coming up right away. Summertime is in full swing. Everyone's barbecuing, making great foods to eat for the summer. And this issue of Southern Living will be focusing on some great ideas for holiday festivities. Lots of great things to eat and share. I've got recipes for barbecues and making at home. So if you're ready, let's get going. This is just in time for Independence Day, and it's with the section in Southern Living, the kitchen, cooking at its best. And this is, finally, the trick to a better burger, an American classic plus three flavorful twists. And this was written by Josh Miller. The secret to the best burger is right in front of you. I'm not referring to the pages you've been reading, though these tips and ideas will certainly help. I'm actually talking about what you're using to hold this magazine with. Your hands. The words of Test Kitchen Pro Nicole Hopper, who developed these burger recipes, quote, "It's the mixing, handling, and shaping of the patties that differentiate a good burger from a great one," end quote. Consider this your official permission to put away any fancy gadgets and presses. Many of us, both novices and veterans alike, tend to use too much force when molding our patties. Instead of compacting the meat like you're making a snowball, Nicole recommends having a lighter touch. Quote, "Gently shape each portion into a loose ball and then toss it between your hands until the meat is lightly but evenly packed," end quote. The resulting patty will be cohesive but not dense and will grill up tender, juicy, and just right. If you don't live near any of the restaurants featured in our, quote, "hamburger heroes," end quote, story, these recipes will come to the rescue. Whether you're craving a saucy take on a classic, a bacon-packed patty, a Tex-Mex twist with chilies, or a Vietnamese spin on a chicken burger, each of these options is a delicious way to celebrate the 4th of July. So, here's the recipe for making perfect burgers. Number one, ditch the bowl. Season the ground meat on a rimmed baking sheet for more even distribution of flavorings. Start hot. A clean preheated grill is a key step to great burgers. Be sure to scrub the grates with a steel brush before the patties go down. Don't flip too fast. Be patient. When the meat is properly seared, it will release from the grates with a slight nudge from your spatula. The first recipe I have is for the classic burgers. And I believe I read this last week, but I'm going to read it again. It is so good. Active time to make, 45 minutes. Total, 1 hour, 30 minutes. This serves 8. You get 3 pounds of 80-20 ground beef and add a tablespoon of kosher salt, a teaspoon of black pepper, 8 slices of American cheese, 3/4 cup Our Best Burger sauce, and I'm going to give you that recipe at the end of this recipe, 8 sesame seed hamburger buns split and toasted, iceberg lettuce leaves, beefsteak tomato slices, and dill pickle chips. Break up ground beef onto a large rimmed baking sheet and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Gently toss the meat until seasonings are just incorporated. Divide the meat mixture into 8 6-ounce portions. Shape each into a loose ball. Gently flatten each between the palms of your hands into a 5-inch patty about 3/4 inch thick. Press your thumb in center of each patty to form a slight indentation about 1/4 inch deep. Return it to the baking sheet. Cover and freeze until firm, about 30 to 45 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat the grill to medium high. That's about 400 degrees Fahrenheit to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Place patties on oiled grates, indented side up. Grill uncovered and undisturbed until patties form a deep golden brown crust on the bottom, 4 to 6 minutes. Flip patties, grill until a meat thermometer inserted into center registers 135 for medium, 3 to 5 minutes. Place one cheese slice on each patty and cook until cheese is melted. Transfer to a baking sheet and let rest for 5 minutes. Spread burger sauce on cut sides of bun. Top bottom buns with lettuce, tomato slices, burger patties, and pickle chips. Cover with top buns. So here is this recipe for our best burger sauce. Active time to make, 5 minutes. Total time, 5 minutes. Makes about 1 cup. Combine 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup ketchup, and 1 tablespoon sweet pickle relish. 1 teaspoon yellow mustard, 1/2 teaspoon each onion powder and Worcestershire sauce, and 1/4 teaspoon each black pepper and grated garlic in a small bowl. Whisk together until well combined. Cover and refrigerate up to 1 week. In addition to all this, I have some additional suggestions for burgers. I'm going to start with the double bacon cheddar burgers. So using the perfect burger outline, we're going to go through the 3 steps for the double bacon cheddar burgers. Omit step 1. On a large rimmed baking sheet, break up 2 3/4 pounds of 85/15 ground beef. Sprinkle with 3/4 cup finely chopped cooked bacon, 1/2 cup shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 1 tablespoon of dried minced onion, 1 tablespoon of kosher salt, 2 teaspoons smoked paprika, and 1 teaspoon black pepper, and gently toss until seasonings are just incorporated. Proceed to step 3, omitting American cheese and topping each with 1 sharp cheddar cheese slice. Omit step 4 and dress each of the toasted brioche buns with mayonnaise, lettuce, 1 cooked patty, 2 cooked bacon slices, and barbecue sauce. So, pretty much similar to the first recipe with some changes. If you don't have brioche burgers, buns, use regular hamburger buns. So I'm going to go to one that may be a favorite here, chorizo chili burgers. Omit step 1. On a large rimmed baking sheet, break up 2 pounds of ground beef and 1 pound bulk pork chorizo. Sprinkle with 1 drained 4-ounce can of chopped mild green chilies, 1 tablespoon of kosher salt, 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon chili powder, and 1 teaspoon black pepper, and gently toss until seasonings are just incorporated. Proceed through step 3, cooking to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit, omitting American cheese and topping each with 1 pepper jack cheese slice. Omit step 4 and dress each of the toasted buns with mayonnaise, 1 cooked patty, thinly sliced red onion, and guacamole or sliced avocado. Many times the question about what sauce should I use is around, and here is a section called Secrets in the Sauce. Locals know these are some of the best condiments ever created. Now the word is out. Recipes following here. The first sauce is oven-baked baby back ribs with sauce beautiful. The condiment on these tender ribs goes by many different names, including Alabama or Mississippi sauce beautiful, because it has ties to both the Black Belt and Delta areas of these neighboring states. Some recipes include orange juice and peach preserves, but ours taps pineapple juice for brightness and sweetness. So here's the recipe. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 3 hours, 40 minutes. This serves 10. Make the spice mixture of 1/4 cup packed dark brown sugar, 3 tablespoons kosher salt, 3 tablespoons smoked paprika, 1 tablespoon of black pepper, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon dry mustard, and 4 pounds baby back pork ribs. Those are about 2 to 3 slabs. 2 tablespoons of olive oil and 2 cups of Sauce Beautiful. Hold on those last 3 things. You've got already at the end of dry mustard your spice mixture. I'll get you the recipe of Sauce Beautiful in just a minute, but I'm going to give you this recipe on how to get the ribs going. Preheat oven to 275 degrees Fahrenheit with rack 6 inches from heat source. Stir together brown sugar, salt, smoked paprika, pepper, and garlic powder, and dry mustard in a bowl. Using a butter knife, remove thin outer membrane on the back of the ribs by loosening and pulling it off. Discard that. Brush the rib slabs with oil, sprinkle evenly with the spice mixture, gently patting to adhere. If desired, wrap the ribs using plastic wrap and place on a baking sheet and chill 4 hours or up to 24 hours in advance. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil. Place a wire rack inside the baking sheet. If ribs are chilled, remove and discard the plastic wrap. Wrap each rib slab with heavy-duty aluminum foil. Place on prepared wire rack. Bake until tender, 2 hours, 30 minutes, or up to 3 hours. Remove from the oven and unwrap. Discard the foil. Place ribs directly on wire rack. Brush 1/2 cup of sauce on top of each slab. Return to the oven. Bake until tender, about 45 minutes to 1 hour. Remove from the oven, brush rib slabs evenly with remaining sauce, increase the oven temperature to broil, and return the ribs to the oven. Broil until the sauce starts to caramelize, about 5 to 7 minutes. Remove from the oven and let rest 5 minutes before serving. Before I go on to the rest of the barbecue, I would like to stop and go over 4 sauces that are amazing. Sauce Beautiful is mentioned in this recipe, and so I'm going to give you that recipe right now. Ready? Okay. Melt 4 tablespoons unsalted butter in a saucepan over medium heat. Add 2 cups of chopped yellow onion and 4 smashed garlic cloves. Cook, stirring often until softened, about 10 minutes. Add 1/2 cup of tomato paste. Cook, stirring often until thickened, about 2 minutes. Stir in 1 cup pineapple juice, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 cup apple cider vinegar, 6 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 1/4 cup soy sauce, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 1 tablespoon hot sauce, 2 teaspoons black pepper, and 1 teaspoon dried thyme. Bring that all to a boil and then reduce the heat to low and cook, stirring occasionally until sauce thickens enough that the bottom of the pan becomes visible when stirred, about 25 to 30 minutes. Remove from heat, pour the mixture into a blender, secure the lid on the blender, very important, and remove the centerpiece to allow steam to escape. That's important too. Place a towel over the opening. Process until smooth, about 30 seconds, and serve warm. The active time to get the stuff together is 15 minutes. Total time, 50 minutes, and it makes about 2 1/4 cups. This is like liquid gold. So anyway, hang on to that sauce. I will be giving additional sauce recipes shortly. You are listening to Southern Living Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Continuing on, I'm going to go to our next article, Shenandoah Valley Style Barbecue Chicken. Throughout the Shenandoah Valley, you'll find this dish at community events and fundraisers. In Virginia, split chicken halves are typically basted for hours with this vinegary mop sauce. But for our weeknight version, we opt for chicken pieces and a quicker grilling method. Active time for prep, 35 minutes. Total time, 1 hour, 20 minutes. This serves 6. Mix together 2 teaspoons of kosher salt and 1 teaspoon of black pepper. You're going to need a 4-pound bone-in skin-on chicken pieces like drumsticks, thighs, and breast halves. And you're also going to need 1/4 cup of Shenandoah Valley barbecue sauce. And I will give you that recipe shortly. Divide that up. Rub the salt and pepper all over the chicken pieces and let stand at room temperature 30 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat grill to medium, like 350 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Place chicken pieces skin side down on oiled grates and grill uncovered and undisturbed until grill marks appear and skin starts to turn golden, about 7 to 8 minutes. Add 1 1/2 cups Shenandoah Valley barbecue sauce to a small bowl for basting. Reduce heat to medium-low, about 300 degrees Fahrenheit to 350 degrees. Flip chicken and baste with sauce. Cook covered until an instant read thermometer inserted into thickest portion of chicken breast registers 100 degrees Fahrenheit and thighs and legs register 180 degrees Fahrenheit, about 25 to 30 minutes, basting every 5 minutes. Flip chicken, baste with sauce, and cook until grill marks appear, 3 to 5 minutes. Discard any remaining sauce used for basting. Remove chicken from the grill and let rest 10 minutes. Serve with remaining 3/4 cup sauce. So I mentioned that I was going to give you that recipe for the other sauces, and sure enough, the Shenandoah Valley barbecue sauce is right here. So if you're ready, here's how you make it. Place 1 cup of apple cider vinegar, 2/3 cup tomato juice, 1/4 cup canola oil, 3 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 4 teaspoons each poultry seasoning and kosher salt, 1 tablespoon black pepper, and 2 teaspoons each granulated garlic and crushed red pepper in a blender. Process until smooth, about 30 seconds. Active time to create that, 5 minutes. Total time, 5 minutes. Makes about 2 1/4 cups. So you've already gotten the recipe for Sauce Beautiful. Now you have the Shenandoah Valley sauce. I have 2 more to bring up, and I'll give you those shortly. My last burger recipe is banh mi-inspired chicken burgers. So this is our nod to some Vietnamese cuisine. Stir together 1 cup each matchstick carrots and matchstick cucumber, 1 sliced jalapeno, 1/2 cup seasoned rice vinegar, 1/4 cup water, 1 teaspoon fish sauce, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a bowl. Set aside. Omit step 1 of the basic burger instructions. On a large rimmed baking sheet, break up 3 pounds of ground chicken, 1/2 cup each minced fresh cilantro and scallions, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame oil, 1 tablespoon salt, 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, and 1 teaspoon each fish sauce and black pepper, tossed to combine. Proceed through step 3, cooking to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. Omit the American cheese. Omit step 4. Dress each of the 8 toasted hamburger buns with sriracha mayonnaise, 1 patty, 1/4 cup carrot mixture, and more cilantro. End of recipe. I'm going to go ahead and give you the additional sauces recipes for 2 more sauces to upgrade your basic barbecue game. Owensboro barbecue sauce. Whisk together 1 cup distilled white vinegar, 3/4 cup Worcestershire sauce, 3/4 cup ketchup, 6 tablespoons light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon each hot sauce, kosher salt, and black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon ground allspice in a large saucepan until combined. Bring to a simmer over medium. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cook, stirring often, until sauce is thick enough to coat the back of a spoon. That takes about 15 to 20 minutes average. Remove from heat and serve warm. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time to make, 25 minutes. Makes 2 1/3 cups. And this next barbecue sauce I wanted to bring up was Lexington-style barbecue sauce. Stir together 1 1/2 cups apple cider vinegar, 2/3 cup ketchup, 1/2 cup water, 1/4 cup light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon each kosher salt and black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper in a large saucepan until combined. Bring to a simmer over medium. Reduce heat to medium-low and cook, stirring often until the sauce is thick enough to coat the back of a spoon, about 20 to 25 minutes. Remove from heat and serve warm. Active time is 10 minutes with a total time of 30 minutes. Mix 1 1/2 cups of sauce. So that's it for the barbecue sauce recipes. I have one more recipe I want to share with you for garlic and herb steak kebabs. Active time is about 30 minutes. Total time, 45 minutes plus 1 hour marinating. This serves 4. You need 1 small shallot, finely chopped. It's about 2 tablespoons. 3 garlic cloves, finely chopped, about 1 tablespoon. 1/2 cup finely chopped fresh mixed herbs, such as parsley, cilantro, and basil. 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. 1 1/2 cups extra virgin olive oil divided. 3 teaspoons kosher salt divided one time. 1/2 pound top sirloin steak cut into 1-inch cubes, which is about 4 cups. 2 large poblano chiles cut into 1-inch pieces, about 4 cups. 4 1/2-inch flat metal skewers. The directions are: whisk together shallot, garlic, fresh herbs, lemon juice, black pepper, red pepper, 1 cup of the oil, and 2 teaspoons salt in a large glass bowl. Set aside 1/2 cup of the shallot mixture in a small bowl. Cover and refrigerate until ready to serve. Stir 1/2 cup oil and 1 teaspoon salt into remaining shallot mixture in a large bowl. Add steak and chiles, turning to coat. Cover and chill at least 1 hour or up to 8 hours. Remove steak and chilies from marinade and discard marinade. Thread steak and chilies alternately onto skewers. Set aside at room temperature until ready to use. Preheat a gas grill to high, 450 to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Place skewers on oiled grates. Grill uncovered until a thermometer inserted into thickest portion of steak registers 100 degrees Fahrenheit to 135 degrees Fahrenheit for medium rare, 8 to 10 minutes, turning as needed. Remove from grill and let rest 5 minutes. Serve with reserved 1/2 cup shallot mixture. Meanwhile, while all your guests are waiting to eat, you can tempt their taste buds with some cheesy skillet bean dip, which you can serve before dinner to snack on. It's called cheesy skillet bean dip. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 35 minutes, and it serves 10. So here are the ingredients, and we'll get going with it. You will need 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, 2 scallions thinly sliced, about 1/4 cup, plus more for garnish, 1 1-ounce envelope taco seasoning mix, 1/3 cup sour cream, 1/3 cup medium salsa, plus more for garnish, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 1 15-ounce can black beans drained and rinsed, 1 8-ounce package of pre-shredded Mexican 4-cheese blend, about 2 cups, divided, thinly sliced jalapeno chilies, chopped fresh cilantro, and tortilla chips. So here's the steps. Preheat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat a 10-inch cast iron skillet or a 2 to 3 quart baking dish with cooking spray. Place cream cheese, scallions, taco seasoning mix, sour cream, and salsa in a large bowl. Stir until smooth. Add refried beans, stir until fully incorporated. Fold in black beans and 1 cup of cheese. Transfer to prepared skillet or baking dish. Sprinkle with remaining 1 cup cheese and bake until hot and bubbly around the edges, about 20 to 25 minutes. Garnish with jalapeno slices, cilantro, and more scallions and salsa. Serve hot with tortilla chips. Thank you for listening to the Southern Living Magazine Recipe Edition today on Sun Sounds of Arizona. We appreciate you coming and gathering information and hope this is helpful to you. Please stay tuned for our next show coming up, the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm Leslie Hunt, your volunteer broadcaster, and until next time, please take care. Thank you. Did you know you can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device? And also, did you know? If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcast info and audio/on demand. Also, you can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and on demand on our new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. Until next time.